should at some point in time. We call them retreats, as you know, and that is to kind of sit back and say, you know, where have I been and where am I going and how am I doing? And there's no place to do that better than the monastery, where it's very peaceful, very quiet. You get to have contemplation.
That's former University of Georgia coach and athletic director Vince Dooley. He's talking about the Monastery of the Holy Spirit in Conyers. Here, 21st century men embrace a lifestyle from the early Middle Ages. They've given up family, friends, and possessions for a life of silence, prayer, and manual labor. They're searching for a deeper relationship with God. I visited the monastery at the height of the Christmas shopping season, and I asked one of the monks, Brother Michael, what his community's doing to get ready for Christmas.
Nothing. And that's what I like, inner preparation. What the world calls the Christmas season, here is Advent, which is preparation for the Christmas season.
Every day of the year, seven times a day, the monks gather to chant the Psalms. Coach Dooley coached the Georgia Bulldogs to six SEC championships, and in 1980, a national championship. But the monk's schedule was tough on him.
I mean, they get up very, very early, and I tried to do that one time with them for about 3 days, and they wore me slap out, so I just went back to my own routine.
3 hours before dawn, they're in the Abbey Church for their first prayers of the day. The church was built by hand, and it's totally concrete. The first generation of Conyers monks built it. They arrived here in 1944 from Gethsemane Abbey in Kentucky.
So while we're chanting, we're also looking for a message. We're listening to God for a message. And sometimes, even though we know these psalms by heart, there'll be a psalm or a sentence that will jump at us and say, whoa, you know, that just spoke to me.
The monks follow the rule of St. Benedict. This means they have to be self-sufficient. So they have set times each day for manual labor, jobs like taking care of bonsai trees and working in the gift shop. Right now, their Holy Spirit bakery is humming. Four monks work in silence to make thousands of pounds of Southern-style fruitcakes, fudge, and biscotti to sell to the public.
This time, November, December is our busiest time as far as production and as far as getting our product out there. So we're really focused on the biscotti right now. We really want to make it as fresh as possible. And so that's really what we're focused on now in these weeks leading up to Christmas.
That's Brother Philip. He's the bakery manager. He came here when he was 37. He left a job as a pastry chef at a restaurant run by celebrity chef Lydia Bastianich.
The places I've worked have been very noisy. People, yelling orders and things. That's kind of the nature, unfortunately, of the restaurant business. I would say, the main difference is that this bakery is a part of the monastery. It's not separated from it. We believe our work here is an extension of prayer.
Coach Dooley was the winningest football coach in UGA history. Brother Michael was a busy travel agent in Rhode Island. Both men have found peace in staying still.
Monastic life is countercultural, and probably our biggest, maybe one of our most important lessons for our culture is that being is more important than doing.
For WUGA News, this is Allison Salerno.
Blessed are they who hear the word of God.